Yeah, all right. Well, you get lots of information on a budget that works. And, yeah, Microcenter for Pi Stars and pies and cases and power supplies and all that. Yeah, I knew they were competitive. I don't know about cheaper. I've basically did all that stuff. Don't tinker too much with it. I mean, I bought a ClearNode when I first started because I wanted to do everything, and that does everything. It does all the digital, and it does All-Star and EchoLink and all that. So I still have it. It's still great. Still gets updated. I learned how to do the macros and stuff, which is even harder on that because the way the guy has his software, it kind of takes things away that you change manually. So you got to work around that, but and then I also had I got a free Pi Star from Dakota, Pi Zero, just the oldest Pi you can imagine, and it so I got introduced to a Pi Star with that, and then figured that all out, got that running, and it served its purpose, and then I found a Pi 3 Pi Star at a swap meet one day. So I bought that and reinstalled the software on it, put that WPSD software on there. And so those are the two that I have. Once they're up and running and updated and set right, I don't mess with them too much. The old chintzy, cheesy Pi that I got, the Pi Zero or whatever, I made into a ham clock, and it's barely good enough for that. So, that's my story on those things. KE8 VSI.